Saga Egmont presents An Uncommonly Festive Fiasco by Hannah Hendy. Read by Jenny Funnell. In loving memory of Uncle Eddie, who travelled the world but is off on the next big adventure now. Chapter 1. Ittenvale Community Hall bustled with a fervour that hadn't been seen since the Christmas festival the year before. The numerous food vendors had begun to prepare for the evening's entertainment, and the air was filled with a myriad of conflicting aromas. Marjorie had never thought to wonder what mulled wine might smell like when mixed with popcorn, but now she knew. She wasn't sure if her life was much improved by the experience. Stallholders busily set up their wares, snowflake candles and shiny baubles that Marjorie's wife, Clementine, had been raring to throw her money at. She'd even gone so far as to inquire about the price of the snow globe filled with strawberry cream quality street chocolate. Luckily, Clementine hadn't discovered the stall that printed children's handprints and footprints onto large ceramic baubles, or she would have probably demanded that they turn around and bring both their cats down to the hall for the evening. The dinner lady team busily dragged crates and crates of food and mince pies through from the car park. It was so full of vans that Marjorie had barely been able to park the school minibus in the vendors' area. She had promised Sally, who had taken on the role of a stern-faced parking warden, even though she was the hall's treasurer and had no real power at all, that she would return to move it after they had dropped everything off. She had already decided she would do no such thing. The tiny sliver of rebellion felt fantastic. It was Christmas, after all, the time to treat yourself. The mantra Seren always repeated while opening a new Terry's chocolate orange. They had nearly needed to walk there after Mr. Evans had refused to give up his use of the school minibus for the Summerview School netball team's special winter tournament. But then Rose, Summerview's head teacher, had had a quiet word with him. Clementine hadn't questioned the sudden change of heart when he had come to drop the keys to them in the kitchen, but Marjorie had noticed his shaking fingers and decided that it was probably better she didn't ask. The dinner ladies' area still needed a bit of careful decor, but was mostly ready. Gloria had desperately tried to spruce it up with the few sad bits of tinsel they had brought with them, and Seren had nearly died several times falling off a ladder, sticking the mistletoe to the ceiling. Kerri-Anne had settled down on the floor to make paper trains, which meant she hadn't been able to do her designated job of sweeping and mopping the room in preparation, and Karen had needed to mop around her. In the end, though, they had managed to make it look quite festive.
"Christ, the weather's terrible!"
A man lurched through the doors towards them, brushing rain from the shoulders of his leather jacket. His dark hair had probably been slicked back anyway before the rain could have even had the chance to wet it. It hung down to his shoulders in calm waves that looked effortless, but Marjorie knew must take a full routine to maintain. His chiselled face was twisted in annoyance, but he still managed to look infuriatingly handsome, his jaw sharp enough to make the expression seem intentional.
"You doing the food for the bands? I'm the singer of Apex Void."
He held out his arm and pulled back his sleeve to show off his pink artist's wristband.
"You've come to the right place," Marjorie said, already beginning to shovel potatoes onto the plate for him before handing it over to Clementine to add the turkey slices.
The man wasn't wrong about the weather. It was unexpectedly miserable, even for December. Heavy rain had been falling on and off, and the black sky was still threatening another round. The weather report on Marjorie's phone told her that more was due, so it was lucky they had arrived at the hall in good time. The mince pies never would have made it inside in one piece in their fragile cardboard packaging.
"Mike!"
someone yelled from behind the man as the door swung open again. Mike rolled his eyes so dramatically that Marjorie worried for a moment they might roll away underneath the trestle table.
"What now?"
Mike turned and snapped as Kevin, who Marjorie had met earlier in the day, approached.